You're listening to Deacon Nicholas of St. Sophia Cathedral in Washington, D.C., with the Orthodox Christian Network. As I think most of us know, the numbers are frightening. Nearly 23.5 million people struggle with some form of substance abuse in the U.S. alone. The use of tobacco, alcohol, and illicit drugs burdens taxpayers in this country with more than $740 billion in annual costs related to crime, lost work productivity, and health care. Deacon Nicholas features real stories about addiction and recovery, and the Orthodox Christian Network is proud to be the show's partner. We want those struggling with addiction and their families to learn more about these problems and to find the recovery help that is available.
In our last podcast, we discussed the clinical definition of addiction. Today, we are going to talk about the spiritual and theological definitions of addiction. I would first like to begin by speaking about a concept that was very familiar within the writings of the Church Fathers, and that is ta physika kia diaflita pasi, also known as the natural blameless passions. These passions are unlike the typical passions that we refer to, because these passions include bodily growth and change, hunger, thirst, fatigue, exhaustion, physical stress, pain, weeping, the need for sleep, the biological urge to reproduce, and so on. And these experiences are completely unwilled by us. However, we are still called to face them, as is illustrated by St. John Chrysostom in his homily on John chapter 1, verse 38. He says, "Ordinarily we experience no pain when the soul is sick. Yet on the contrary, when the body is troubled, we use every means possible to relieve that trouble. For this reason, God afflicts the body because of the sins of the soul, in order to restore health to man's most noble aspect by making use of his least noble affliction." In other words, we are called to transcend our mortal afflictions so that we may arrive at a place nearer to godliness. However, what we find sometimes is that we attempt to alleviate these passions or avoid having to deal with them through use, or rather misuse, of a substance or behavior. Both the depressant and stimulant classes of drugs offer a seemingly supernatural state, which gives the temporary illusion that the user has somehow conquered pain or fatigue, that, or it offers an escape that disassociates the individual completely. The user becomes dependent upon the drug, as they use it any time they need to be freed of these natural and blameless passions. A dependence might develop from this quick fix, and it becomes formative of the user's ultimate addiction, the desire for eternal peace, which is naturally placed within us, is what leads us to continued use of these substances. We have to realize that as an addict, the individual especially struggles to function in reality because such a regular thing as being stressed or feeling overwhelmed becomes a burden that is too heavy to bear. However, an addiction, whether behavioral, substance-based, or both, is more than just a dependency. In spiritual terms, it is a recession. Addiction not only divides the self from others and isolates the individual, but it distances him or her from the reality that God has created for us, both internally and externally. The Catholic theologian Henry J.M. Nouwen likens the addict to the prodigal son's leaving home. He says, "We live within the world's delusions. Our addictions condemn us to futile quests in the foreign land." The Catholic theologian Henry J.M. Nouwen likens the addict to the prodigal son's leaving home. He says, "We live within the world's delusions. Our addictions condemn us to futile quests in the foreign land, leaving us to face an endless series of disillusionments while or sense of self remains unfulfilled. We have wandered far away from our Father's home. The addicted life can aptly be designated as a life lived in a foreign land, which is where we get the name of this podcast from. It's this beckoning home, this calling, which exists in everybody's spirit, no matter how lost or fallen. This existence, someplace foreign, is the very thing which makes us feel isolated, which makes us feel guilty, which makes us feel remorseful for leaving in the first place. Nouwen points out that the addict is one whose existence is both insatiable and segregating, often leaving one to be emotionally, physically, and spiritually exhausted. And if we remember, it's these exact feelings which come from being emotionally, physically, and spiritually exhausted that began the use or abuse of a substance or behavior in the first place. And so the cycle repeats itself over and over again, unless there is intervention. And so the development of this addiction is what we will talk about in our next podcast.
We want to encourage everyone listening today to find resources in your own Orthodox communities. Faith is a huge part of addictions recovery. If you or someone you know needs help, please reach out to your local clergy, counselor, or call SAMHSA, S-A-M-S-H-A, at 1-800-662-HELP. That's 1-800-662-4357. This podcast was made possible by the Orthodox Christian Network and listeners like you.